In the nearly 6 months of Israel's war against Hamas, American college campuses have become the epicenter of protests against the war. Last week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott took steps to try to crack down on those protests. He ordered the state's public colleges and universities to revise their free speech policies, blaming pro-Palestinian student groups for a rise in anti-Semitism. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports.
In his executive order, Governor Abbott reiterated his unwavering support for Israel and says there has been a, quote, sharp rise in anti-Semitism on college campuses in Texas since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. He directs universities to update their free speech policies and create punishments for anti-Semitic speech and acts, including possible expulsion. And that could affect Fatima Tokarem.
We've seen repression and censorship happen to student organizers all across the United States.
The University of Texas at Dallas student is vice president of her chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. Abbott's order singled out her group and the Palestine Solidarity Committee for discipline. Tokarem says Governor Abbott's order violates her First Amendment rights and is a misrepresentation of her organization's goals.
We want justice for Palestinians in Palestine. And in his executive order, he kind of framed it as us fighting for something else.
In his order, Abbott accuses the student groups of anti-Semitic speech and inciting violence. Arthur Masarjan is with the group Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. He supports the governor's order and thinks it will help protect Jewish students. He says the definition of anti-Semitism Abbott directs universities use will help administrators know what actions cross the line and should be punished.
When Jewish Americans or Jewish Texans generally are being targeted by groups because of what's happening in the Middle East thousands of miles away, that's a form of contemporary anti-Semitism.
Masarjan points to spray-painted words about genocide and murder on a Jewish student building at UT Austin last month as an example of the rise in anti-Semitism. The perpetrator of that crime has not been identified. In February, a 23-year-old Palestinian-American was stabbed near UT Austin after attending a protest. A 36-year-old white man was arrested for the attack. Pro-Palestinian activists like Tokarem see a double standard in the governor's order because it makes no mention of consequences for other types of hate speech.
And all these Islamophobic and anti-Palestinian and anti-Arab hate crimes are happening, and our university hasn't said anything about them.
When asked about the students' concerns, the University of Texas System sent a statement saying they are, quote, opposed to discrimination, bigotry, and hatred in all forms, including anti-Semitism, and would comply with the governor's order. Rachel Carol Rivas is with the Southern Poverty Law Center. She says the U.S. is seeing a spike in both anti-Jewish and anti-Arab hate right now.
And that's because many of the same groups who are really fomenting and targeting Jewish community are also the same groups who are targeting Muslim and Arab communities.
Carol Rivas says the groups behind that rise in hate are far-right anti-government extremists and that those groups often target college campuses. The state's public universities have 90 days to show proof they've implemented Abbott's order. Pro-Palestinian student activists are concerned about the consequences they could face, but they say it won't stop them from speaking out. For NPR News, I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.